KC Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another episode right here at the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University here as we're back in the groove here on this podcast here, coming to you on Friday, February 20th, 2026. This week has flown by so fast. Days are only going to get quicker. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode, and thank you for y'all's patience. I will post this immediately, and we're back, so be on the lookout for this. And y'all might be getting treated to three episodes today. On EG3's off day. I got to work tomorrow. But yeah, we're back. And yeah, so there's that. After a little bit of a week hiatus, yeah, we were off exactly. We went off air exactly last week. I'm like, what's going on? Baseball starting? I can't do nothing. Well, I did do a couple off air podcasts, but those going to be a couple of those going to be thrown in the trash now. But some of them I will post on here. So there's that, but yeah, I'm glad to be back on here. Hey, we're getting back into true rhythm here on this podcast, so there's that. But this is, again, for those of you new to this podcast, wondering what happened, this is a daily podcast. Yes, daily podcast, so apologize for the absence here on wherever you listen to this podcast: Spotify, iTunes, Audio Boom, Google, plenty of platforms out there to get your content. Obviously, a lot happened while we're off air, including big news out of men's basketball, which I did a off air podcast on, which will air on here. I don't know when that's going to air. It might air probably by the end of the week, probably on that. So there you go on that. So there, we cover all things K State sports, and luckily, it's just not football and men's basketball, because it'd be just a terrible thing to talk about other than that. But yeah, the whole Jerome Tangent episode or situation, the firing of that. So got that happening. And on the flip side, we're going to talk about mostly women basketball. K-State women's basketball, they drilled UCF the other night, as they're going to get ready to take on Kansas tomorrow afternoon at home and back in Bramlage Coliseum at 4:00. Take a look back at the UCF game. We usually do postcasts after every K-State athletic event, so we missed out on a couple of podcasts of that, but that's okay. We're going to go back a little bit there. Tess Heel, let me see before I jump the gun. Yeah, Tess Heel, 19 points the other night against this cruising win over UCF, 93-67. Three K-Staters went in double digits there. I keep saying that number. You've been following along all season long in this show, on this podcast. You would have known, at least lately, before we went off air unexpectedly, that the number is three for this team. You got to have three of your teammates, if you're Jeff Mitty in this women's basketball team, you got to start seeing some regression. The other, going forward, not backwards, right? Three scores in double figures, right? You're getting consistent play, especially getting consistent play from Tess Heel, 19 points, 4 rebounds. Natasha Klassen's 16 more the other night. And then you got Gina Garcia. I think for Gina Garcia, this is the first time I think she has in her young K-State career back-to-back games of double figures. She had 10 more against UCF, with 7 assists and 2 rebounds. Brandon Herrod had 7. Tearing sides, not missed out on double-double. 9 points on 9 assists in the game there as well. And others here, which include Jordan's. Oh, we had another one. Jordan Spicer, 15 points for her, which included 3 of 5 from downtown. What you should have did against UCF, right? No, what you did do against UCF, what you should have did against Arizona, you know what I mean? So there's that. So you have now, and you go back to the Arizona State when earlier this month, the first day of this month of February, right? The Pro Punch Podcast, all things K-State sports. This will be the first episode back on a show. So be on the lookout for that. Yeah, be on the lookout for that around late morning, somewhere in there. We're gonna have another. I told y'all, we're coming back big, baby. Three episodes, but more on that on the back end. But Arizona, you upset them, so you go back to that. You've won 4 of your last 6 games, and now you host Kansas. Now, 4 o'clock. Tomorrow afternoon, right? If we take a look at these standings here. Let's refresh everybody real quick right now, right? TCU leads it by exactly a game. And then you have Texas Tech, Baylor, West Virginia. All 4 of those teams I just said ranked inside the top 15. TCU leads it, ranked 12th, okay? Oklahoma State, Colorado's made a run here of late. That actually started with the win in Bramlage Coliseum a couple weeks ago there. And Iowa State is 9-6, which Iowa State, again, a game that we weren't able to do a postcast on. that was, like I said, nipped and tucked all the way, like I said. And then, of course, Iowa State made a couple more plays than K-State did to win that hold off K-State in that game. And there's K-State sitting there with Arizona State. You got them, and you got Utah. So you're 8-7 in this conference right now. A win over you, and look, record wise, you're better than KU. 6-9, 16 now. Again, overall wise, you're better. Overall, KU's better, but weirdly enough, in conference play, K-State's a tad better than KU. So, hey, you got drilled by KU on the road the last time you played this team. So, which was back almost a month ago now, really. Yeah, you got drilled in Lawrence. So, you got opportunity here to some get back on KU. And not only that, trying to make a little bit of run here late. Because we're coming back on now. It's crunch time now. There were some hints about a possible, for some people, not me, not on this podcast, but some people that they could make an NCAA tournament. I don't see that. I don't really see that. The NIT, probably. But the NCAA tournament, I just don't know. Unless you win 3 in a row, the rest of these games, that includes 15-ranked Baylor. You got to go to Waco to do that. Well, hey, I should know better because this team has played ranked teams really, really hard all year long and beaten some of the those teams, right? So, hey, unless you beat KU, Baylor, you get Case, you have 2 of 3 at Bramlage. I can't believe how this fast this woman's schedule is gone either. So you end with Iowa State next month at home. So, and we already knew how tough they played them over their names. And that could have gone, again, it could have gone, K-State could have pulled out that game, but it did not. So, yeah, all eyes going to be on this game. You got to split the series. You got to try to beat this team. Dylan Sunflower Showdown tomorrow afternoon. That's going to depend. I've been getting done around that time. So I might be able to catch the second half of the ball game tomorrow afternoon. We'll have to see, but we'll have postcasts for you. We'll have postcasts for you on baseball as we're back now going forward. So given any more random situations pop up there as well. So this is going to be the first episode back here. Big 12 look around and K-State women's basketball coming off of a dominant performance on the road at UCF down in Florida. Now you have your last 2 of 3 at home. So starting with your rival, KU, tomorrow afternoon there. So you got drill. So now you're at home. Can you split? Can you protect home floor? That's what it comes down to for this team. So I would like to see that go down. So, and hey, you do make a run, a little bit of run here, which, again, you want to see this team make progression. Go the other way. You've won 4 of your last 6 games there. So, yeah, I mean, there's a chance. But yeah, you can't really lose any more games if you're going to make a run. Now, you're still sitting outside of the top half of the league. Now, Iowa State's ahead of you, so you still have a chance there. And you're going to need a little bit of help here and there. But yeah, so to make the tournament, in my opinion, I don't know where they stand. I don't know where the bracketology stands at with our K-State ladies, obviously, there. So we'll have to see. But that's just a look around right now, kind of recap a little bit. We lost to Iowa State, and we manhandled UCF. Now, those are both road games, oh, by the way. So now you come back home to Bramlage, and can you take care of business against your in-state rival, Kansas, tomorrow afternoon? We'll see what Jeff Mitty team squad does here, as they've looked a ton better. Like going back to the beginning of the year, like I said, progression, baby. You want to see it? This team is a little way different than it was when they first started back in late October, early November. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast is found for your people daily. We're just recording K-State content, iTunes, Spotify. We are back on live going forward. So fingers crossed on that. But we're a daily podcast. We don't stop on Friday. We keep it moving through the weekend. You will be seeing content on the weekend per usual. So you've been listening, following along on this podcast. Apologize about that, but we're back on live, so make sure you tap right back into this podcast, subscribe, and for your new listeners, check out this podcast for the first time, subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell, tell me update your content daily, y'all, we first to be notified about it. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, this is Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition right here of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports with Cats.